For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
It's been a while since we've seen a team go from being so soft to being one of the toughest teams in the league. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a Sports Ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Some quick program notes. On Monday, we're going to be in my backyard talking about the Sacramento Kings, like in my backyard. And you know that's going to be a good time. But today we're talking about the Houston Rockets as we get knee-deep in team reviews. Also want to point out that all of these team reviews are being done much more comprehensively for NBA fantasy pass holders. And you're getting some industry-best names like Mike Pasador, Keston Paul, Mark Camaro, and more, giving you front office quality work. And you can get an edge well before draft season. Okay, before we get into things, BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. One last thing before I bring in the godfather of fantasy hoops, Steve Alexander. I do want to ask you guys to like and subscribe to the show. Also, make sure you guys are following all the different feeds, Ethos Fantasy NBA, Ethos Fantasy NFL. All sorts of promos will be released in the coming days and weeks. And also, all of these feeds, including Ethos Fantasy BB, these feeds have the best blurb feeds in town, so you're getting that for free on those feeds. And so you'll be up to date on everything going on in the various leagues, all of the fantasy angles. And these blurb feeds are the central most unit of value add a fantasy operation can have. So you guys definitely want to be dialed into all of that. Let me bring in Steve. Doc, if it'd be possible, can you give the listeners a few bars on your impressions of the Houston Rockets season?
Houston got real good. Lots of good player, good young on his team. Future is bright in Houston, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be fun because we're arguing about Alperen Şengün at some point in time. Yeah, and I hope I'm getting the pronunciation correct. I got ruined early in his career, and there was even a website that published his name incorrectly. Like a phonetics website that published it incorrectly. And yeah, big mess for me over
there. I think you're all over it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, because Lord knows the internet's going to be on top of that one. We're going to talk a lot about that. But yeah, I mean, the future is bright. And to me, Ime Udoka, Houston hadn't done anything right for the longest time. Going for Tita was on pace to kind of wreck that franchise. But then Udoka gets, you know, thrown out of Boston, all the drama there. And they chase him and they get him, and it was like immediately they kind of just stopped doing stupid stuff. Like, they're like, James Harden, no. Udoka's like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, and James Harden's trying to kind of use them as a landing spot or a potential leverage play. And talk about, okay, your team needs defense. So you bring in a guy who basically stands on the sideline like he wants to fight people, and all he cares about really for the most part is defense. And then you bring in Fred VanVleet, you bring in Dylan, and then you bring in, Amen Thompson. It's this, the change of that team And that's why they jumped out to this fast start this in the first half of the season. I just think it was like an incredible turn of fortune. And then for Şengün, to get what you got out of him last year, you need that defensive alignment that they were able to throw out there to hide everything that's going on. We'll talk about it. I don't want to posit that as the only truth here, because I think out in the Şengün sort of fan base out there, whether it's in fantasy or in Houston or just at the league level at large, I think people might disagree with me on that. It's going to be a fun little preview here, or review. I don't like to keep calling them previews. Anyway, let's start with Fred VanVleet. He had a top 15 season. He finished 13th overall in 9-cat. He played 37 minutes per game. He had 0.8 blocks per game. 86% of his free throws on a not nothing 3 per game. 73 games. His knee looked like a real concern for like the last two seasons. And then he just came in and walloped things. I mean, what was his season high in blocks in a game? I think he had a 5-block game, Fred VanVleet, who stands roughly 5'11". Wow, for one. Where do you think Fred VanVleet goes next year in drafts, and are you going to be on him?
I don't think I'm going to be on him. I'm still kind of in disbelief at how good he was this year. It was like Houston has all these kids lined up waiting for minutes. Why are they giving Fred VanVleet all kinds of money and this kind of role? I guess it kind of makes sense. Udoka is not a tanker. He's not a tank guy. I'm going to try to win every time we go out and play. Draft picks be damned. Though that's interesting. I mean, and I guess you're gonna play VanVleet the exact same amount of minutes next year as you did this year. So I should be on VanVleet, and maybe I will be by the time the season gets here. But I still find it hard to believe that. It still doesn't feel right that VanVleet is wearing a Houston uniform, and I guess it makes sense. He's the best player on a bad team. Therefore, he gets all the buckets and all the flowers and all the love. But Houston's going to be better next year. Guys have more experience. At some point, they need to start thinking about the future, which is probably not going to include Fred VanVleet, or at least I assume it's not going to. What a great season he had. I don't have a reason that I'm not going to be on him other than I never am, and I never have been.
I love it. I get it. I mean, I haven't been on Fred VanVleet for a while. Certainly taking notice of this season, and I think he's the heartbeat of the squad. I think Dylan Brooks is a heartbeat of the squad, though he played just 31 minutes per game in this last season, so some of his limitations, but like he came into the season in incredible shape. And those two dudes on the perimeter, we're going to move this over to Şengün right now, those two dudes on the perimeter make it possible for, in my opinion, Şengün to not be exploited to the point where it really starts to be a detriment to the squad. So let's get out of that for a quick second and just highlight Şengün's season. He played 63 games, really bad ankle injury at the end, and maybe looked a little worse than it was. But the season results, a top 80 finish in 9-cat leagues, top 60 on a per-game basis. That's probably surprising to some folks, I would think, because those are some big numbers he's putting up every night. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and really defensively, some of the argument about defense might be because he's getting you 1.2 steals and blocks. Yeah, they're not really there, 0.7 per game. But he has a highlight reel of packages where a defender gets past him because they can, And then he has this really unique running, jumping, chase down block ability where he elevates pretty well. And he just sneaks up on guys and he gets these blocks. So he's getting 0.7 per game. 53.7% from the field on almost 16 attempts per game. So sort of highlighting his near unstoppableness offensively in certain places on the court. But then 69.3% free throws on a bunch of them, 5.6 per game. And long, a long time ago when he really became noticeable, it was like, okay, this guy's going to be a thing here. The question was always, would he get the free throws going? This last season, it just didn't happen. So where are you at with Şengün? And then you can yell at me a lot because I think you have the opposite opinion.
Well, I'm higher on Şengün than you are. You know, he was at 0.9 blocks his rookie year and then 0.9 blocks his sophomore year. And I think everybody was sort of expecting him to take a step forward in blocks last season, but, you know, it kind of fell down a little bit, 0.7. Do I think that's where he's going to be forever? No. I mean, the guy's 6'11". He's going to block shots. I mean, if Fred VanVleet can block five shots in one game, surely Şengün can block a shot a game, right? And he's getting minutes, and he's in the middle of the court, and he's playing all the minutes at center for them. So they're clearly excited about his future. I wouldn't be surprised if he blocks 1.2 or 1.3 shots per game this season. The free throw shooting combined with the blocks, combined with the low steals, they're all concerning. But he's getting ready to break out in his fourth year. I still have a lot of faith in Şengün, and I think there's time for him to turn everything around. So I'm still going to go kind of all in on Şengün.
I love it. And looking at his threes, 0.5 threes per game, free throws, 69.3%. Okay, so if he learns how to shoot, that's a big delta. Now, it could have some effects of that field goal percentage going down if somehow he gets good at three-point shooting. That, of course, would really open things up for Houston because until he can truly shoot, that forces the offense to really run this inverted offense where he gets the ball down low and just dribbles and dribbles and dribbles and pivots and pivots and pivots until he finds a cutter, until he gets the space he needs to make his shot, which is great. It's fine. It works. I don't like the lack of diversity in the sense that you have to rely on a guy to get you big numbers who may be the focal point of the opposing offense on the other side of the floor, and you get this DeMontis Sabonis effect, and we'll be talking about them on Monday, where one guy gets all the credit for all these big poppy numbers, and everybody else is getting just slammed on the defensive side because they have to pre-rotate over to cover that space that your big man, who's not that fleet of foot, they got to pre-rotate. Everything's on a string, so the margins get thinner. You start seeing some tough losses. You know, during the tough loss, the player that everybody's compensating for, that player is getting the player of the game because they had a big triple-double or whatever. And that, I actually don't see that as a problem so much when you've got good coaching and you've got a good, strong organization, but it starts to just wear at people. So I would like to see Şengün develop an outside shot so he's not so reliant on being on the block and so much of your offense running through him. You can kind of spread it out. And that probably leads to the discussion about Jalen Green. Let me cap that off with Şengün saying, I thought some of the mission accomplished stuff that folks were throwing out there was a little premature. I mean, 80 and 60, 80 for totals, 60 for per game. I think he was going 40, maybe even a little tiny bit higher in drafts. I think he had a great season. I think that he proved himself as a dominant offensive force. The issues I've outlined, you know, I think they're all just TBD, to be determined. So I'll close that with Şengün. Feel free to jump in if you got anything else there. But the discussion about Jalen Green really got good later in the season. He finished at 92 and 9 count on 82 games played. So he played the full boat. he really took off when Şengün went down. Obvious stuff, right? Now he gets the ball in his hands. He can do his thing. 19.6 points, like I said, 2.5 trays, 5 boards, 3.5 assists. Defensive stats, non-existent. Field goal percentage, 42.3%. But the free throws, 80.4 at 4.3 per game. Really highlighting, this guy's really a handful. Like, he can get to the rim, and obviously he can knock him down when he gets there. So there's some good free throw potential there for him. But given the defense and given his profile in Houston and given what seems like a likelihood that they're going to give the ball to Şengün and let everybody get out of the way again, where are you at with Jalen Green? Is he somebody that you're interested in, or are you more just like, hey, you got your numbers because Alperen was out and I'm out on you this season?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I mean, he looked terrible at the beginning of the first half of the year. And then after the All-Star break, he averaged almost 23 points per game and almost 6 assists. So those numbers were up significantly from the first half. His field goal percentage was up. He's a good free throw shooter. He gets steals. He doesn't get very many steals, but he should be a one steal per game guy. I don't know, man. I really like the second half Jalen Green we saw. Was that all based on Şengün? Was it somewhat based on him just getting hot? I'm not really sure. Believe it or not, Aaron, I didn't spend a lot of time watching the Houston Rockets on League Pass, so I don't know a ton about their team and the rotations and things like that. I mean, obviously, Jalen Green was playing a ton of minutes. His minutes went way up after the All-Star break too, from 30 to 34. So he's going to get 30 minutes a night either way. He's growing. He's learning. I'm probably in on Jalen Green. I'm just not going to overpay for him.
Yeah, that's probably the right take, in my opinion. And it's really curious. You know, he's starting to get into that stage of career that players really figure things out. And his athletic skill set and some of the things he brings to the table, I mean, there's a lot to like for a guy that's buried. So buried in the minds of fantasy GMs,
buried even with this team. I mean, I think they basically said, look, we're going to put the defenders out on the floor in Jalen. If you can, put a little hair on that chest, then maybe you can get into the game a little bit more and have a bigger role. And so that learning curve might start kicking in. It's exciting when you see that kind of low depressed value and the skills that he brings to the table. And then another guy, and so it's funny because these team reviews, they as we were doing some lesser teams in the league, it was like, we got to end these things after 10 minutes. You know, there's not anything. The Utah Jazz one was terrible. There's nothing to talk about with this team. Okay, look down roster. Like Jabari Smith is the next name up to talk about. He finished almost inside the top 60 in 9 cap by totals. 76 games. So it wasn't as if he played all 82 to get those numbers. And if you guys notice me trailing, my computer decided it wanted to turn my screen off. Bad computer. 13.7 points, almost 2 threes per game, 8 boards, a little bit down in the assists, 1.6, 0.7 steals, 0.8 blocks, 45.4% from the field and 81% from the free throw line. So these are kind of numbers, you know, defensively, you want to see a lot more, I would say, out of your big man, or a big man, I should say. But like, these kind of are numbers you can work with a little bit. I also wonder, can he get time at center? You know, Şengün is obviously not going anywhere. I mean, he is a little jumpy out there. So, you know, ankle injuries and things like that probably could be in his future. But like, if Smith gets some time at center, I mean, theoretically, this guy should be able to block some shots. Yeah, I mean, he's been stuck at power forward his entire career. Where are you with Smith?
Yeah, he doesn't feel like a center to me, but I mean, he's 6'11", so he can certainly play there. And unlike Şengün, he can shoot three-pointers. He hit almost 2 a game last year, was shooting 5 a game. So that's nice. Good free throw shooter. The lack of steals and blocks and the lack of scoring are all problematic in terms of fantasy, but we got to keep in mind this guy is only 2 years in. He played the bulk of both of his 2 seasons, so he hasn't really missed games up to this point, and tons of upside there. So I am very intrigued by Jabari Smith. I also feel like he's one of those guys where people just forget about him in your fantasy draft. And so, you know, the 5th or 6th round comes around and Jabari Smith is still on the board, and the 7th round gets there and you're like, man, I like this guy. Do I get him now, or do I hope he falls to the 8th? And it's kind of tricky, but I think he is one of those faceless, nameless fantasy guys that people just seem to forget about.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of buried in this team review even, which as a top 60 player, that's impressive that he's able to sort of blend in like that. A couple more names on this list, maybe just one more. We'll see. At least two more names on this list. Amen Thompson, like 62 games played, 22 minutes per game, inside the top 150 by totals in 9 cat. So a lot going on with that. I thought that they looked really good with him sort of sucking up the vacuum of the minutes when Şengün went out. I think the sky's the limit for this kid, but like, where are you looking at him in a fantasy draft next season?
Let the entire fantasy community down. And Auser in Detroit did next to nothing. And I'm in, only played in 62 games and did not put up killer numbers. Like, neither one of these guys are really, they did not live up to the rookie hype. So now we move on to sophomore. I still am a firm believer that both of these guys have a ton of skill and a ton of talent. They're going to both, in my opinion, we're going to wake up one day and they're both just going to kind of be awesome.
And I don't know when that's going to happen. I don't know if this is still a year too early in his sophomore year. I'm not opposed to drafting Thompson, but I'm not going to seek him out. If he falls late enough and I'm like, ooh, it's the ninth round, there's so much upside there, I'm taking him now. That's where I am with Thompson.
Did you say which one between the two Thompsons you like better next year?
No, they're like corn oil and peanut oil. I can't tell the difference. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like, which oil are you supposed to use? I don't know.
Chris Elliott came out on David Letterman, and he did a taste test on corn oil and peanut oil, and he just started chugging out of each bottle.
Oh, no.
He just chugged it. And everybody's like, oh, disgusting. And then he gets done, and Dave's like, well, Chris. And he looks at Dave, and he belches, and he's like, Dave, I can't tell a difference. I think Auster is in the better position in Detroit just because Detroit is still a wreck and a mess, and they need to stop playing some of those veteran guys so much. So I like Auster better than Amen.
That's great. And he's one of the funnier guys. And I think maybe, I don't know if I was too young at the time, but he was like this comedian that I just couldn't stand watching. And then watching his career sort of blossom later on in life, it's been great. One last name here. Well, I don't know. Tari Eason is kind of probably, I think he's pissed off enough fantasy GMs to where the hype won't be there as much. But, like, it has to be? Question mark? I mean, you know, when we're looking at a per-game value for Tari Eason, he's top 95 in 21.8 minutes per game. All the good stuff. And a little bit of bad on the free throw shooting. Maybe better on the field goal percentage. But really, everything else is kind of there. He's the epitome of a late-round draft pick, so we don't got to beat around the bush with that. But, like, if you're in, say, the 120s or the 130s and you've got, you know, some other good names staring at you, are you getting on board Tari Eason's train?
You know, Eason's interesting because I know of him only because I hear all these fantasy pundits speak so well of him. But I've never really watched him. I've never really seen him do anything. Even when he's not doing anything, his name keeps coming up. As a guy that, oh man, Tari Eason. There's got to be something to it. I just don't know what it is. And, you know, 22 games last year, still haven't seen him do anything. Like, I mean, the potential for him to be a fantasy gold kind of guy, which is three pointers, blocks, and steals. What do you call it? You call it something about pay?
Cash counting. Cash counting with these guys.
Yeah. He has potential to be a cash counter, no doubt about it. I just don't know when it's going to happen, and I'm probably going to wait until he breaks out before I start messing with him.
Cam Whitmore. Anything for Cam Whitmore?
I enjoyed picking him up off waivers and inserting him during his two hot weeks last year. Again, another guy that's sort of going to get lost in the shuffle in Houston. I like him, but I'm not drafting him
in any reasonably sized league.
Correct.
Yeah. They've got a great problem in Houston. They've got some really good veterans that aren't too long of the tooth. They're going to be there for a couple years in their current capacity that they can build a culture around. You have Ime Udoka barking on the sidelines, making these guys play defense, making them play the game the right way. And then all this young talent. I think there's going to be a lot of Houston Rockets overs on win totals, depending on how that number comes out. And I think people are going to be looking at Houston as perhaps the next Sacramento Kings of a season to go. Hopefully they don't have the same fate of those Sacramento Kings that they had last season. And hey, segue alert, we're going to be talking about them on Monday. One more time, I'd like to humbly ask you guys to like and subscribe to the show, as well as keep sending us feedback so we can keep improving the show. If you're not a premium member, definitely look at the promos that are going to be coming out, the All Sport Pass, the NFL Draft Guide. That's just freaking outstanding. I can't say enough about John Mosales. at Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A, at Aaron Bruski, A-R-O-N-B-R-U-S-K-I, at Sports Ethos. Can't change your handles all the time and mess with me like that. At Ethos, Fantasy NBA. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.